Are you rolling?
Going in dry.
Take part two.
The second iteration.
Right.
Welcome back.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. I feel like the last four or five episodes, it's been a minute. It's been a while.
Yeah. We need to stop that. We need to stop doing that.
It happens. But big changes, which we say every time too. Big changes. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, this one, if you notice down below, I don't know where it's at. I know it's below.
It's right below me, I think. Or below you. I don't know. It's right down there somewhere.
Yeah. It says Spoilerverse Publishing. So instead of Spoiler Country Podcast, we're going to change the name slightly, ever so slightly.
A little bit.
Just a little bit to Spoilerverse Publishing. And I guess just Spoilerverse Podcast?
Yeah. Either just Spoilerverse or Spoilerverse Podcast. Probably just Spoilerverse, yeah.
It's just Spoilerverse.
Yeah.
You could check out all of everything at Spoilerverse.com.
Yeah. It's all our stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got some pretty cool things happening this month. As we record this, it's July 7th, a nice hot Sunday afternoon in Washington State.
Oh, yeah. It's blazing.
Yes, it's blazing. It was almost 80 degrees at 8:30 this morning already. I was going to mow the lawn, but that's just not going to happen.
I know. I was too. I'm like, I'm not going to go outside today. Not for a while. Not until it cools off.
It's too hot. So we decided, well, let's go indoors, enjoy some AC, and even though I don't have AC, but I have a daylight basement, so my downstairs always stays cool.
I have AC in my bedroom, so my office has AC, so I'm good here.
Yeah. So we decided, let's go inside and let's do some recording and do some different things. So we got two giant projects launching in July.
Yep.
First one, July 8th on Kickstarter, is the second issue of Supernatural Baby Detective. I have been working my ass off. I was going to say my little tail, but I don't have a little tail. I've got a big old ass.
Well, and not anymore. You worked it off. The tail's gone.
It's getting close. I still got a big gut, though. It's kind of driving me nuts. Anyways, tomorrow, July 8th, the Kickstarter kicks off for issue two. We get more of a background on the Easter Bunny Killer. We learn who Steve is and how he got to where he's at. We see a little bit more what's going on, and we get to see a day in the life of Frank as a two-year-old. It's his birthday. It's the day after. It starts with his birthday, and then it goes into the day after his birthday. And him and his mom go visit his old partner that he had before he died.
Yeah.
And so it's a good issue. It's a lot of fun. And there's some pretty crazy scenes, some macabre scenes, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's get into a couple things. We'll talk about it. And then then we have a second project that launches in late July.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let John talk about it because that is all him.
Oh, so July 21st, available on Spoilerverse.com and on Amazon.com, will be the second part to Memoirs of a Suicide, second book. The first book is already available in paperback and hardback, and then the second copy or version comes out.
On Amazon right now, right?
The first one is, yes. Second one will be on Amazon on the 21st. And then the third and final chapter will be available in October. But yeah, so the second one is a little bit bigger than the first one, but it comes out end of the month, and I'm really excited for it because it's like, there's a lot of good stuff happens in that book.
Yeah. Yeah, we got two great forwards. Well, how many forwards did you get? You got a forward by me.
Yep.
And then who does the forward on the third one?
I have not got that one set yet or asked the person to do it yet. So I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I have an idea of who I want to do it, but I got to make sure they read the book first.
I felt so bad the other day we were talking and John just starts naming the characters like I'm supposed to know who they are because I should know who they are. Yeah, that sound is back. That was weird. Anyways, I was like, who's that?
Right. No, it's the main character of the book, man. Jeez.
Did you read it? I'm like, oh, shit. I did read, it, but yeah, it was like months ago.
Well, it was like 2 years ago. It was a while ago. It was, yeah, it was back in like 2023, 2022.
No, I read it in November. I read it in 2023. Yeah.
Okay.
I read a version of it in 2022, but I read the final, yeah. I think pretty much the finally edited version in like November or December.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's not so bad. But,
yeah,
you know.
Book three is done and edited and ready to go. All I have to do is get the foreword done, which I got to ask the person if they'll do it after they read it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Very nice. Hopefully he says yes.
Yeah. What kind of person is going to like Memoirs of a Suicide?
Somebody who likes stories that don't go the direction you expect them to go. There's a lot of influence from like the old Sandman comics in there. There's a lot of influence from like American Gods, from a lot of Douglas Adams influence in there as well. A lot of like that kind of writing is in there. It's a good mixture of like humor, urban fantasy, thrillers, mystery stuff. It does deal with suicide, so there's a trigger warning for anybody out there. But it, I think it handles it in a very respectful way. And yeah. it's
a major character design of of the main character. I mean, it's kind of kicks everything off.
It does. It does kick everything into off in a play. It all kind of loops us back around and makes sense at the end of book three when it all wraps up and stuff. But yeah, it's hard. I don't know. From my point of view, it's if you like Neil Gaiman, Grant Morrison, Stephen King, Douglas Adams, Terry Pratchett, those kind of books, then you'll like this. It's along those lines in a lot of ways. Yeah.
There you go. You excited? It's your first real prose.
Well, second technically, because it's the first one's already out. But yeah, I am, and it's, well, I'm excited for this one. What I'm really excited for is I'm excited for February of next year when the collected book of all three comes out. And then I can put the memoirs chapter to bed and move on to the next thing. Because I've already got three other novels in the works that are mostly done that I'm working on.
Are you moving away from your comic book heritage?
No, I'm still doing comics. But I've made schedules for myself now to where like throughout the week I do different things on different days. So yeah. I have a day dedicated to just I have 2 days dedicated to just writing like prose and novel type stuff. And then I have other days dedicated to the podcast and then to comics and then to doing promotion work and stuff like that. So I mean I have it all broken up. So I'm still doing comics. I still have lots of comics in the works to come out. If you look at the folder on my computer, because I've been working on all the old stuff I had that never got really released, only online, and bring it into where it's going to be released digitally and eventually in print, there's like 87 issues of comics sitting waiting for Greg to edit and to go through that. Yeah.
Poor Greg.
That's I know. Poor much. Greg. We don't pay him
you
enough.
You need to break it down.
What do you mean break it down?
Well, you just can't give him a folder of 87 separate books, dude. That's just too much.
No, I asked him how he wanted it. He said, just put it into a folder. So I did. And I said, and there's no rush on them. I said, just get to them when you can. You know, it's not, none of them are pressing to go out. They're all just anything that's like pressing to go out.
You could at least put them in subfolders that says, please do these first.
Right.
You know,
good. Well, I just tell him, I say, hey, do this one real quick. And he does, you know, looks up first. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. None of them are pressing to come out right now. He does the ones that are like in scheduled first. So he has, we have a list.
What's the hardest thing for you when you're writing your books?
The comics or the novels?
Either one. I don't care. Cause I know for me, it's the same regardless.
For me, the fact that as I'm writing, I constantly think of new things to go back and put in. So sometimes I feel like if I don't make myself just keep writing, I constantly like going back to like chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, and adding stuff in that I think of and looping around unless I make myself just, nope, I had to finish this. Then I can go back and reread it and then add stuff in. It's a constant back and forth.
Yeah. Mine is just grammar.
Grammar? Oh.
Yeah, because I tend to go like, because when I'm writing I think when I'm if I'm writing like a chapter, then my grammar is a lot different. But when I'm writing a comic, I don't tend to write a script first. I tend to write to the panel layout. Like I'll lay out a panel,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll write to the panels.
Yeah.
This is the way to say it. And then as I'm writing dialogue, I'm putting in thought bubbles and talk bubbles because I'm visualizing what's going on and how it's going. And I'll do an outline on my whiteboard. So I have beats of what I want to hit, right? But as I'm writing dialogue, I tend just to write it and then move on, write it and then move on. And then in my head, anytime I pause, I put a comma in because I'm thinking, and that's not always right.
No.
Right. You know, nope. and most 99% of the time, my commas could be periods.
Yeah.
You know, and then we go in. Yeah. And so going back and fixing the grammar part seems to be the biggest headache for me.
Yeah. Greg calls me the king of run-on sentences because I'll write like a whole paragraph and it'll be one sentence just with commas. And it's just because I write train of thought and I use commas for me.
Exactly. Well, that's what drives me nuts when I talk to people that look at it and they're like, oh, well, you need to think about how people talk. And I'm like, I am thinking about how people talk. I think you're thinking of how to represent that talk in grammatically.
Yeah.
You know, not so much words that people say, you know, and that's on me. I got to get better at that. And it's kind of funny because going through this last issue, it was like I sent you things like this or this, you know, because sometimes I don't want to put a word in. I want to leave it out because people say that all the time.
Yeah, you know, people leave words on the talk.
Catch more.
Yeah.
You know, they don't say, do you want to catch more fish? They'll look at you, hey, you want to catch more? You want to catch more? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all broken.
Yeah.
And I want to do that sometimes. I want to relay that. And sometimes editors don't like that.
Right.
You know? They want you to speak in full sentences. A good editor will talk about the dialogue and make those changes saying, hey, you know, it's in your head, makes sense to you. It's not translating the way you think it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's difficult.
It is.
So tomorrow. Are you excited for Supernatural Baby Detective or July 8th, which actually when this comes out, it'll be today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
I don't think we're pushing this today. Well, it'll push it tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll push it on launch day. Today.
SBDcomic.com and pledge your allegiance to Supernatural Baby Detective.
Issue number dos.
Every single reward gets a digital catch up of issue one. So that means no matter what you do, you're going to get issue one with your issue two. So that way you know the complete story going into it. You could just read issue two, but the very beginning might be confusing.
Yeah, you might want to read issue one first. You might want to read issue one first for sure. Yeah.
So let's check out. I want to show a couple things, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Show the covers.
And let's talk about it. Let's go right into cover A. This is Ram, who does all of the interior art, all the color. First issue was done by John for the color. He decided that he just doesn't have enough time.
I wanted the issue to come out this year,
not in 2025. So he said, hey, if Ram can do it, let's have him do it. Ram was very excited. Even though he loved the colors that Johnny did, they are two very different people when it comes to colors.
Which kind of makes sense for the story because issue one, issue two are two very different tones.
Yes. Well, issue two is just as dark as and violent wise.
Yeah.
But the tone and the way the story is told are two different things.
Yeah. And the colors match that tone.
So much has changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that being said, here is cover A. This is Ram's cover. This is the main cover.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the cover.
As you see, I explained what I wanted. It's a little different than what I explained, which is good because it's really, I'm not the artist. Ram is, and his interpretation at the end of the day is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it was that classic Tom and Jerry. That's what I think of when you see Tom and you see Jerry and then you see the owner come in. You never saw the full body of the owner.
No.
You only saw from the waist down.
Yeah.
And it was always a lady and she always had a dress on. And, you know, so I wanted that. And I felt that's a perspective that a 2-year-old has,
you know,
just the waist down. And then, of course, I wanted him shooting a gun, but he's two, so what would it be? It'd be a bubble gun.
Oh, yeah. This cover very much reminds me of a mix of Tom and Jerry and like an old James Bond poster.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that he gave him a little bow tie.
Yeah.
And then when he has his jacket off, he's got suspenders. It's awesome. Yeah. He did such a great job.
It's perfect. Yeah. I like the cover popped. It looks good.
Yeah, cover is really pop. Johnny is our art director. He did make the decision to say, let's make that background black and white. It'll really pop Frank forward. And you're right. It just, and when at first I was hesitant because I didn't want, you know, this is very much Ram's vision as well, right?
Yeah,
because
sure.
I gave him some direction of what I wanted and I detail out the panels of this is what's going on, but then Ram does the rest.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't want to like, hey, but he agreed. He saw it and he was like, oh my God, that looks so good.
Yeah.
So there's a full color version out there. Maybe we'll do a stretch Cole with the full color.
Yeah. Which the full color version does look good. It does look good. I just felt looking at the artwork in this, making the background black and white made Frank front and center. And it captured that tone of, you know, the Tom and Jerry parents you can't see in the foreground. The focus is Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we, and the name of the issue is Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah. I love that name.
Because it was just, it's just because the whole day basically takes place with Allison and Frank, her learning who Frank actually is and everything going on. And so it kind of fit.
Yeah.
And because I called it Adventures in Babysitting, I really wanted something that, I'm a child of the 80s. I was born in the mid 70s. I grew up in the 80s.
Yep.
Adventures in Babysitting was a huge movie. I saw it in the theater multiple times. I saw it on video. I mean, I don't even know how many times I saw that movie.
It's a good movie. It's solid.
It's a great movie. It's fun.
It's got a lot of credits
now that's hard to find the original.
Yeah.
Because of the older brother calling Thor gay.
Yeah.
Through the whole thing. And I get it. I get it. It's definitely not as PC as it was then. So.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm getting off on a sidetrack. So we wanted to cover the capture that feeling of Adventures in Babysitting. We found a great artist. Her name is Mandy Hansen. She actually goes to the University of Washington here in Seattle. And she read the books and she loved it. She was like, I totally want to make this cover. And then she came back with this. Let's remove this from the stage and add this guy.
Yeah, she killed it on this cover, man.
Yeah, I thought she did. And it hits all of the cool variant cover items, right?
It does. It's
slightly different logo.
Nostalgic.
Different art style. It's nostalgic. Yep. It hits all the things. And if you are a fan of Adventures in Babysitting the movie, you recognize that cover right away.
Oh, instantly. I also love the fact that the logo she made is very stylistic to Adventures in Babysitting, but also respective of SBD and the logo she did for us. Well, the verse 2 fits it perfectly. It's such a good cover.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fun cover. One of the things we're thinking of with this cover, if we do a stretch goal, if we can get to that point, is making a metal cover of this.
It'd be an awesome metal cover. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can get to that point. That's on you guys though. That's not on me. That's on you.
You want it. It's going to be cool.
Yeah. And then the last one, wasn't even one I commissioned.
It was a surprise.
It was a surprise. Just out of nowhere, the great Bugby came in and says, Johnny sent him the stuff. Said, hey, check out the story Kendrick's working on. He was like, holy shit, this is awesome. And he's like, I'm gonna draw this guy a cover.
Yeah.
He comes back with just like, what the fudge?
Yeah. Rick Bugby, as you know, has done a lot of work for me over the years for Iron Anthology and other stories stuff like that. And I sent him the story and he loved it. I was like, hey, I have an idea for a cover, but I don't want to draw it. I sent him the idea, basically the Easter Bunny and Frank on like a photo op. And he took that and then this is what he came back with. And then it's a phenomenal. I have the original art here, which I'm going to give to you, Kendrick. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's getting framed.
And I did the colors on this. This is just flat coloring. I keep going back and forth on coloring, on adding more detail to it. But every time I do it, it just looks off. So I haven't quite finalized. It looks
great right there.
And that's the thing, is it looks so good with just flat colors. It might end up staying this way. I don't know. But
there's
so
much going on in this cover.
Yeah.
There's Pearl on a sacrificial table in the background. Yep. There's Cthulhu over top. There's beheaded Frank in the box. There's this bone thing. Oh, there's so much going on. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a lot of fun to color. And he came back with this and I was like, this is amazing, dude. This is awesome.
And then there's a bunch of other sketches that he did. He did a character sketch for us for issue 3.
Yeah.
Because we're going to introduce a new character named Father Ernie, and it's going to it's good. He looks so good.
And he's doing up a pinup for Easter Bunny and Father Ernie for issue 3 too, out of the blue. Like, Rick's a great guy. And he's drawing a short story for us as well for SBD.
Yeah, Johnny wanted to get in on the action, so you wrote a story, which was actually really cool. It's like it deals with Steve. Steve is the Easter Bunny, and we call him, I just call him EB for short most of the time. But how's the best way to describe that story? It's like a one-off.
Yeah, it kind of takes place between issues 1 and, before issues 1 and 2, really. It kind of takes place, like, issue 2 to me.
The flashback in issue 2.
Yeah. It's after the flashback in issue 2.
But probably before issue 1.
Yeah, yeah. So chronologically, it's before issue 1. But story-wise, it would be something you would read after issue 2. But it's kind of like, I don't want to say an origin story for him, but like it's just a how he got to where he was story that came to me one day after reading the scripts for all three of them. I was like, the two scripts plus the outlines for 3 and 4 you had at the time. I just started thinking about it, and I started writing it out, and then I was like, "Oh, this I should show this to Kendrick first before I finish this."
That was really cool. It was really cool, and Rick drawing it's got to be, it's going to be really good.
It's going to be a good story. Yeah, really good. Yeah.
And then, so get over to Kickstarter. Here, what we'll do is, why don't we show the video?
Yeah, let's do that.
Then we can talk a little bit more about the rewards, and then we can move on to other things.
Sounds good.
All right, so let's show the video. This is the video that you'll see if you go to the Kickstarter today and check it out.
Push play.
Yes. 1 second. My machine is going nice. It's slow. Why are you doing this to me? All right. I had it all up, and then my machine said nope.
To no, no, no.
Yes. All right, here it is. Supernatural baby detective. It's the late night. From out of the sea comes madness, creating havoc and fear for a city. Frank's body is cast in ruin. 1 minute later, a new Frank is born. His strange new life rises before him. A world of confusion, supernatural,
and diapers.
With his new mom, Alice, and his old assistant, Burrow, he puts his wits and his courage against the forces of the deep. Join us as we continue the adventures of Frank in Supernatural Baby Detective, Issue 2, Adventures in Babysitting. Don't go away. You want to hear about our exciting rewards, don't you? We have alternate covers, the first 10. That's you getting one of the very first books off the press. Digital comics, catch up with Issue 1, and stretch goals to boot. It's a smorgasbord of supernatural goodness, a cornucopia of evil, a book you want to show off to your friends and to your mom. Come join Supernatural Baby Detective.
To your friends and your mom. I love it, man. I love it.
So stupid. I love it.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. The only thing I wish is that I wish I had captions.
Oh God, you and those captions!
I can't hear without captions. I don't know; it just doesn't work.
I can't hear without. There's captions on there.
Not on the video. You had to like push closed captioning on the thing, which is fine.
There's captions on the video, just not everything's not. I got pop-up words.
Yeah,
Supernatural Baby Detective, and it labels out the rewards.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I just like teasing you about it.
No, it's not. You're not fine with it at all. All right. So, last thing, and then we'll let you guys run around and go check it out, which I think you should be doing anyways.
I mean, you should already have backed it by now. I mean, what are you waiting for? Like. You've seen the covers. You've seen the video. There's like, what more do you want from us? Like, we give you the product. You back the product. That's all.
Yep. Exactly.
It is by far the best comic book on Kickstarter from us right now.
Heck yeah, it is. Heck yeah, it is. All right.
Heck yeah.
Here's the Kickstarter, right? Okay. Supernatural, our story so far. We got our covers, right? What you get, SPD number 2, second or fourth issue limited series. 24-page ride in the world of private detective Frank Solomon as he battles forces beyond his ken. Actually, he's not Frank Solomon anymore. He's Frank Jenkins.
Yeah.
But wait, just call him Frank.
Yeah, he's got a new last name.
It gets too confusing.
Yeah, it's Frank. It's Frank.
It's just Frank. So the cast, Frank.
Our trading card set.
Alice Jenkins, yep.
Someday, Pearl. Someday this trading card set will come out. Maybe it's a stretch goal if people like it there.
Maybe. We have a new character introduced in issue 2, Jeremy Abel. And then, of course, our deep one and our eponymous
Easter Bunny.
So here's some cool shots of the actual interior pages. This scene actually scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And then Frank getting up late at night.
I love that page with him crawling out of it. The whole like.
I have some ideas. I want some. I need some. I need some newspaper heading here on the screen, dude.
Oh yeah, we can do that.
And then this is part of the origin story of the Easter Bunny, and then we got our rewards. Yeah. So, early bird specials are cover A by Ram, $10. Cover B by Mandy, $12. Cover B C by Rick, $12. And then early bird for all three is $33.
So there you go.
You do save some cashola hitting us up on that first 24 hours. These are already set to expire after the first day. So don't delay. We got some rewards here. The standard rewards, the digital download is only $6. Which I think is a good deal.
Don't
forget, every single reward comes with number one in a digital format. So if you have not purchased number one, you're more than welcome to go to spoilerverse.com and purchase number one.
Or do both, buy it there and buy it here.
Yeah. So you're okay, but we do have cover A for $12, cover B for $15, cover C for $15, and then we have our bundle deals, 1 and 2 in cover B, issue 1 and 2 for cover B. So if you want the 2 cover Bs. Actually, cover B on issue 1 is really good.
It is. It's a solid cover. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And then A, B, and C for $36.
Yep.
And then if you want to get into some of Johnny's stuff, we do have things with Ian's anthology. He's got number 1 out. It's been out for a few years. He's working on number 2.
Yep.
I believe you're getting closer and closer. I believe that Kickstarter launch next year, though. Is that right?
I was hoping for October this year, but I think it's going to be early, mid next year.
There you go. And then we have our awesome first 10.
You missed the one of memoirs.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so we just have this new reward. You saw the book at the beginning of this. This is we have our memoirs bundle. So you get issues 1 and 2, plus the Ainz anthology, and part 1 of Memoirs of a Suicide that Johnny was just holding up.
Yep.
And you get all that for $55.
Yeah. 3 comics and a novel. Not bad.
Yeah. And then we get the first 10, which is
a matching set.
A matching set of cover A, B, and C. And so the first 10 out of the box or off the press, however you want to say it, will be you'll get either 1 of 10, 1 of 10, 1 of 10, or you'll get 2 of 10, 2 of 10, 2 of 10. 3 of 10, 3 of 10, well, 3 of 10.
You won't get 1 of 10 or 3 of 10, but you can get 2 of 10 or 4 of 10. Because 1 of 10 is yours, 3 of 10 is mine. Yeah, you won't get 1 of 10 or 3 of 10. Those numbers are spoken for.
That's funny. And then we have the retailer box. So if you're a retailer out there that wants to get in there, you can always call me or chat with me, and we can make other deals around the retailer stuff as well.
Yeah, but 10 copies of each cover for $200. It's a good deal.
Yeah. And then we have our creative team, which is me, the creator, with my little dog Muffin there. Ram down in the Yucatan.
spray him down in the can.
Suave. And then we got Greg, our editor. Did he send you his new? He has a new bio he wants to use.
I'll have to update it. No, I have not got it yet.
Okay. And then Johnny and all his skinny gloriousness.
And I'm bald in that picture too. And I'm no longer, I have hair now.
Yeah.
But I'm bald in that picture. That picture was over last summer.
Yeah. And our biggest risk really is the only thing left is we're finishing up editing. Like we did the final edits this week, and now we're just kind of going through and crossing our T's and dotting our I's kind of stuff. And then it's going off the lettering. But that's all done and paid for. So none of that is a risk. Yeah. The only risk we have is not funding and not being able to print.
But we're going to fund. The people are going to make sure we fund. It's not a question of if we fund. It's a question of when we fund.
Yeah, exactly. So that is Supernatural, Baby Detective. If you are a fan of Mike Mignola's work, like Hellboy, you like Constantine, you like film noir, you know, those old Maltese Falcon and Sam Spade and all that kind of fun stuff. And then on top of that, you're a fan of Cthulhu, or you love that genre of filmmaking and or writing, like that pulpy stuff mixed in with some Lovecraft, mixed in with some, I don't know, I 80s kids monster movies.
Like Monster Squad?
Yeah, like Monster Squad. I mean, it's not that, but it's in the same, I think it's in the same spirit of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Not fair
for
to sure. Say?
Yeah, I think so.
So if any of that interests you, then I really implore you to come check it out and hopefully partake.
Yeah, especially if you like babies fighting monsters, this is the series for you. And by babies, we really mean toddlers, because he's not really, at two, you're not really a baby, maybe more of a toddler, but.
Yeah, that's right.
So this should be a Supernatural Toddler Detective. But it doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't sound as good. And it's, you know, he starts off as a baby.
Yeah.
And then, no, he starts off as like a 60-year-old man, late 50s-year-old man.
Yeah. It all works.
It all works. It's all good. So that's what we got. So go there now.
Do it now. Do it
now. Yeah. You know, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, that's it. Go back it. We'll see you this week later on. We do more stuff.
Yeah. There you go. And then don't forget, later in July, or later this month, later in July, like it's not July already, which is crazy. But Memoirs of a Suicide Book 2 comes out.
Book 2.
Yep.
And eventually I'll have a Kickstarter going for some special editions of these where you can actually pick up a copy of the proof copy if you want.
There you go.
But that'll be later on.
Yeah. I like it. All right, guys. I think we're out.
We're out. We are done.
That's it. And then I don't know. Yeah. Let's put a spin on it.
Yeah.
Open the mind.
Read more.
It didn't. You got to hit end recording twice. I hate that kind of stuff.